Good morning to all. It is recorded in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 9, verse 4, that God told the prophet to, quote, go throughout the city of Jerusalem and put a mark on the foreheads of those who grieve and lament over all the detestable things that are done in it. The King James Version words it this way, those who sigh and cry for the abominations that are done. Friends, without getting into many specifics, I want to talk this morning about the state of the world that we live in and our response to it as a Christian. First of all, I imagine most of those listening this morning keep up with the events of the world. We check news online, television, radio, printed media, etc. And I think it is wise to do so. In fact, Jesus told us to watch, to be aware of what was going on in our world. But frankly, keeping up with what's happening in the world can be a very depressing endeavor. We hear so many reports of man's inhumanity to man, wars, violence, looting, murders, rapes, child abuse, etc., etc. We can easily become overloaded with reports of all the abominations and detestable things that are happening around us locally and worldwide. One concern I have is that we can become calloused to it all. Let me ask you a few questions. Think about these questions. Are we no longer shocked by what happens around us? Have we got to the point that we are unable to blush? Have we become calloused to sin? Are there certain activities and lifestyles that we used to consider sin but are now more accepted by yourself? In other words, are we still able to sigh and cry for the abominations that are around us? Are we still able to grieve and lament about all detestable things that are happening regularly in this world? Friends, as a Christian, as Christians, are we still able to not only recognize wrong, but stand up proudly for what is right? One last thing. Do we continue to base our standards on the teachings of Jesus Christ? Let us pray. Father, we pray for our world, and we look forward to when you make all things new. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.